Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, and welcome back to a special edition of our weekly news podcast, Summit in 6. As many of you may know, municipal election season is right around the corner. But in case you missed it, earlier this summer, Utah Governor Spencer Cox issued a set of proclamations moving the primary and general election dates for this year. The reason for the delay is the resignation of Utah Congressman Chris Stewart, who represents the state's 2nd District. This covers Salt Lake City and the southwest rural part of the state, including Tooele and St. George. His resignation will be effective September 15th. Under Utah law, the governor had 7 days to determine a schedule to replace Stewart with a special election, which the legislature then had to approve, and the schedule shifted the dates for the municipal elections. With that, let's get it going. Today we have with us Summit County Clerk Eve Furse to answer some questions about the upcoming election season. Eve, thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me on. Before we start on more specific details, I just want to emphasize the importance of voting in municipal and local elections. They are the time when people are really deciding on who's going to decide what happens in their local community and what impacts their day-to-day life. That's why I love working in local government, and I really encourage people to pay attention to whether their city councils are having races or a district that they live in. Focus on whether you have an election to vote on and get out and vote if you do.
Absolutely. And I hope today's conversation makes this year's local elections a little bit more accessible to our community. So if you're listening to today's episode, we are going to cover all you need to know about this year's primary election. We'll be back in a few weeks to do another download on the 2023 general election. But before we get into all things primary elections, Eve, when are this year's elections happening, both the primary and general?
Sure. As you mentioned earlier, Bridget, back in June, the governor moved the primary and the general election dates for this year to accommodate the special election following the resignation of Congressman Stewart. So this year's primary election date has been moved to September 5th, the day after Labor Day. And we just want to hammer that home because with it being a holiday weekend, we don't want people to forget. And then the general election has been moved to November 21st. So it'll be a little later than people are used to.
Thanks, Eve. And are these date shifts permanent?
No. It is important to note that these changes are not permanent and only pertain to this year's elections.
Okay, awesome. Thank you for clarifying that. So back to focusing on just the 2023 primary election. Mm-hmm. You mentioned earlier to get out and vote if your district is having an election this year. What primary elections are taking place?
Sure. So this year, the primaries will be held in Colville City. So for residents who are in Colville North and South, those precincts in particular will have elections. And then for Park City, it's the residents who are within the 84060 zip code. They will have a primary for Park City Council. And then South Summit Fire District has elections for commissioners this year. And those will be for residents in the following precincts, Francis East and West, Camas North and South, Oakley North and South, Peoa, South Summit East, South Summit West, South Summit South, and Weber Canyon. And I should also just say that for the Colville City Council, they'll be electing 3 council members, and that's also true for the Park City City Council. And then South Summit Fire will be electing 2 commissioners. So you get to vote for up to that many people in each of the primaries.
Okay, awesome. You just talked a lot about the word precinct.
Mm-hmm.
What if people aren't sure what precinct they fall in?
That would be totally understandable, especially since redistricting in 2020, there have been some shifts. So if you haven't looked, it's good to figure that out. We have a great online interactive map that helps our community identify the voting district they're in. All they have to do is type in their address, and you can access that map at summitcounty.info/precinctmaps.
Wow. Okay. So that sounds like an awesome, very easy to use tool. So thank you for sharing that with our listeners. What if folks aren't registered to vote right now, but do want to vote in the primary election?
It is not too late. The deadline to register and receive a vote by mail ballot for the primary election is August 25th, 2023. The easiest way to register is if you have an up-to-date driver's license is to go to voter.utah.gov. Voters who are not registered by August 25th but are otherwise eligible to vote may vote provisionally by coming to vote in person either at early voting or on election day.
Okay. Can you explain to me and to our listeners what voting provisionally means, just really quick?
Sure. So voting provisionally is where you come in to vote and for some reason we don't have your information. It's not clear that you're a registered voter or you forget your ID. Then we ask you to give us a little bit more information, and there's an envelope that you fill out with those details. If you're not registered to vote, you'll need to bring certain forms of proof to prove both your physical residence and your identity. If you don't have any of that, we still let you vote provisionally, and you fill out that information, and you have 5 days from election day to bring in that information to us or send it to us, and we can receive it, and then we can count your vote. If we don't get all of the information we need to verify that you are entitled to vote, then we won't count your vote.
Okay, so basically provisionally is allowing people to vote no matter what and then just has some extra steps for verifying information.
Exactly.
Okay, so now that we've covered what elections are happening and registering to vote, let's talk about how people can vote.
Absolutely. Active registered voters will receive a ballot in the mail about 3 weeks before election day. And there are several ways to return that ballot. They can do it by putting it in the mail, they can put it in a drop box, or they can bring it in person to a vote center. And they can also vote in person if they don't want to use their by mail ballot.
Yeah, and we're going to get into more details about each of those methods. But first, let's talk about early voting. Is that an option for folks in the primary election this year?
Yes, this year it is. Early voting for the primary elections will take place on August 29th, August 30th, August 31st, and September 1st. Voters will be able to vote early in two locations, one at the top floor of the Marsac Building in Park City and the other at our offices, at the clerk's offices in the courthouse in Colville, and that will be between 8 a.m. and 5 p.m. on those days. On those 4 days.
Yeah, and for our listeners, all the location information for early voting can be found at summitcounty.info/2023elections, which, as always, we will be sure to link in the show notes. Okay, let's move on to voting by mail. What does that look like for the primary?
Sure. So for primary election, the ballot must be postmarked by September 5th.
Wait, so isn't that election day? I thought ballots usually must be postmarked the day before an election.
Normally, yes, that is the case. Thanks for pointing that out. But the day before the primary this year would actually be on Labor Day holiday, so voters get an extra day to get their ballot postmarked.
Okay, that makes total sense. Thank you for clarifying. What addresses do voters return their completed ballots to?
They don't need to stress about figuring out where to mail their completed ballots to. All ballots, both for primary and general, are mailed out with pre-printed returned envelopes that voters must sign. There's no need to worry about the return address, and they have to actually use the envelope we give them.
Okay, that's awesome. And I'll reiterate for our listeners a little thing she said that I don't want anyone to miss. Please remember to sign your return envelope before mailing it back.
Okay. Absolutely.
Okay, so what about utilizing drop boxes this year?
Of course. So for the primary election, if voters plan to use the drop boxes, they have to put their completed ballots in the boxes before 8 p.m. on election day, September 5th. Drop boxes for the primary will be at the Marsac Building in Park City, the Market in Park City, the Quinns Health Department Building at Round Valley Drive, the Colville branch of the Summit County Library, Summit County Courthouse, and the Camas branch of the Summit County Library. Some of those drop boxes are located inside, for example, the one at the market and the one at the courthouse. So make sure to check operating hours, which can be found at summitcounty.info/2023elections, which is linked, as you mentioned.
Yes, always linked in the show notes. So we've covered early voting, voting by mail, and drop boxes. Let's discuss election day in-person voting locations.
Definitely. As we've stated, the primary election day is September 5th, 2023. Voters will be able to get assistance voting and vote in person at the following locations from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on September 5th. Council chambers in the Marsac Building, Colville City Hall's council chambers, and at the Camas branch of the Summit Library at the main floor conference room.
And one last time, those locations can be found at summitcounty.info/2023elections. Okay, Eve, what if people have trouble using a by-mail ballot?
We have a couple of different options. So one would be to come and vote in person either early or on election day, and the machines we have to enable people to vote there are enabled to work with accessible devices, and they have ways to alter size and sound and all of that. Alternatively, if you don't want to come in person, there's also the ability to vote electronically through enhanced voting, which is a slightly different program than we've used in the past. And that is available, but just contact our offices and we can set you up with that.
Okay, awesome. And how can people best contact your office?
So you can reach us at elections@summitcounty.org, or you can call us at 435-336-3040. And we're happy to help you either way.
Okay, perfect. So let's move on to the canvas. Can you just explain for our listeners what exactly is a canvas?
Definitely. The canvas is when the governing body of the entity having the election, so like either Colville City Council or Park City City Council, when they receive the election results, they examine them and then decide whether to approve them as final, or they can request more information, clarification, or documentation until the point that they're satisfied with the results that are received. And then once approved, those results are of that election are final for that entity.
Okay, that makes sense. So when is the canvass for the primary going to be happening?
The canvass for the primary election will take place on September 19th, 2023 at the entity having the election, Colville, Park City, South Summit Fire District. And that's 2 weeks after Election Day. That gives us time to make sure we get all the ballots in, that we've counted everything correctly, and we do a post-election audit to make sure the counting was appropriate. And so it just takes us a little time to do that, and then they have the opportunity to check.
Okay, perfect. I think my last question is where people can find sample ballots or candidate information for this year's primary.
Certainly. People can find sample ballots for their precincts at the clerk's webpage at summitcounty.org/elections, and it's right there on the landing page. For candidate information or general questions about the 2023 municipal elections, please contact your city, town, or special service district. If you don't know who to contact, don't worry. My office has gathered all the relevant contact information for each municipality, and that can be found on the clerk's webpage at summitcounty.org/elections. And it's, again, right there on the landing page. Also, vote.utah.gov is the lieutenant governor's page, and we'll have links to candidate bios if the candidates submit them. All of the URLs that we just mentioned are linked at the top of summitcounty.info/2023elections.
And they're all linked in the show notes for you guys. Okay, that's pretty much all the questions I have for you. Do you think there's anything we're missing here?
Well, I would just plug in that people should vote, and they should vote early is really ideal. That way you don't accidentally forget and miss the deadline. In order to encourage people to vote early, we are doing Vote Early Day on August 25th. We did this last year at the General, and people seem to enjoy it, where we come out and we encourage you to bring your ballot and drop it in the drop box, and we're doing it for the for August 25th will be at the Park City Market, Camas Library, and at the Colville Clerk's Office. And you can come out, and we'll also have information about voting if you have any questions. It also happens to be the last day you can register to vote, so you can do that if you haven't done it. And if you just want to, like, see people and get an I Voted sticker, it's a great opportunity to do that. And I just, you know, the importance of voting, particularly in these elections, these municipal elections, cannot be overstated. In 2021, there were only 3 votes that separated the last candidate who made it into the general election and the next highest vote getter in Colville in their county council race. And so, I mean, that tells you how much a difference your vote can make. And then that affects who actually you get to vote for the actual seat. So you can't just wait to the November election to pay attention.
Yeah, that really shows that every vote, especially in these local races and even in these primary races, really does count. So I encourage everyone listening to please get out and vote on September 5th. Or earlier.
Absolutely.
All right. Before we wrap up, I'll just say one last plug. I know you've heard it a million times this episode. For summitcounty.info/2023elections, all the information we talked about today is right there for you to refer back to. And in addition, like I mentioned at the beginning of this episode, we'll be back after the primary elections to do a similar download on all the information you'll need to know about the 2023 general election. And last, but certainly not least, please follow the county social media channels for more information and updates on all things elections moving forward, including information on Vote Early Day. Our handles are @SummitCountyUT on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. I think that's it. Eve, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
All right, that's all for now on Summit in 6. We'll see you next time.